From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. At least three gunmen in Afghan security forces uniforms stormed a Shiite shrine in Kabul Tuesday, opening fire and killing at least five people. Hundreds were gathered there for a religious ceremony. An eyewitness told Afghanistan's Tolo News that one attacker blew himself up while another was shot and killed by the security forces. A third seems to be still holed up inside the shrine in the Kart-e-Saki area, along with hostages. Russian President Vladimir Putin has canceled a planned visit to France after French President François Hollande insisted their meeting focus solely on Syria. Mr. Putin was due to travel to Paris October 19th for a visit that would include inaugurating a new Russian Orthodox Church. A Kremlin spokesman says Mr. Putin is ready to meet with Mr. Hollande at a convenient time for the French leader, but Mr. Hollande says he is ready for talks only if they further peace. On Monday, French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault said France could face war crimes over its bombing campaign in Syria's northern city of Aleppo. The death toll from Hurricane Matthew continues to mount in the Caribbean. Haiti, the hardest country hit, observed the last of its three official days of mourning on Tuesday. South Korean electronics company Samsung says it will no longer manufacture its Galaxy Note 7 smartphone after numerous reports around the globe of overheating. The company announced Tuesday it was shutting down production for good in the interest of consumer safety. Samsung announced earlier in the day that it was stopping all global sales and exchanges of the Galaxy Note 7 and advised all customers to stop using the device immediately. The South Korean firm sustained an 8% loss of its share prices on the stock market. This is VOA News.